Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And it is time right now to go back to the roots. You know, when I first started this, I started with a very, very simple message, a passion, something that affects every last one of us at some point in time. Now, we don't all have the same dreams and goals. We have different things that we want. I have met some people who want to have children. I've met some people who never want to have a kid at all. I've met some people who want to get married. I've met some people who never want to get married or be in love for that matter. I've met some people who want to go to college and some who don't. I've met people from all walks of life, but I don't think I've ever met one person who didn't at some point in their life at least consider wanting to own a home or own an investment property or have the Robert Kiyosaki dream and mission of you know, getting out of the rat race somewhere in their head. And so I too had that dream, buying a home. And I helped so many people achieve the dream of homeownership. So when we are talking about financial literacy, when we are talking about smart money, I have to talk about the one thing that we all must consider at some point, because everybody has to have a place to live. I am talking about the dream of homeownership. Before I was the Lynn Richardson that the world knows, before I was the Madea of money, before I ever set foot in Russell Simmons' office or in MC Light's world, or before there was an Instagram, before there was a Facebook, before there was a Twitter, before there was even really any semblance of getting things done on the internet, I was the mortgage guru, and I helped so many people along the path to home ownership, and it is time for us to go back to our roots. So without further ado, of course, I have to have conversations like this with my girl, your legend, our icon, MC Light. MC Light, welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Dr. Lynn Richardson.
Well, come on now. Come on now. One of the things that I remember the very first time I spoke to you, Light, and it's so interesting because you and I officially met at least two times before we ever even spoke to each other, before we ever I knew who you were. I don't know if you knew who I was. I think they said something about the lady who was on stage who had pulled off her ponytail, and that was me. But we were both at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City in May of 2008, the May or June 2008, both on the red carpet, both speaking, had never met. You and I were both at the Hip Hop Summit in Greensboro, North Carolina. You were the host. I was one of the speakers at that event with Russell Simmons and DJ Drama and others. And again, we never met. And then I had the inclination to reach out to you when I was the financial expert for Global Grind. And I wanted to interview you. And you told me two things that I will never forget. You told me, one, that the moment that we are in right now was created long before we got here. I'll never forget that. And you talked to me about your first big purchase when you were on the road, light as a rock, your first big concert and on tour and making a splash in the hip hop world. And, you know, later that splash, you became our icon and legend. But you talked to me about buying your first house and what that was like, and then not having any curtains. Yeah. Tell us about that. What was that like for you buying your first home?
Well, you know, sometimes people, depending on who you are, hello, everybody, hello. I think what happens is some people are motivated to do things either to gain pleasure or get away from pain. Mm. And in my situation, I was living in Manhattan. I was actually living on it was a community on an island called Manhattan Island, and it's right across across the way is between Long Island City and Manhattan. If you've ever, all of those who have been to New York, that little strip of land that has all of those beautiful buildings on it. So I was living there paying a lot of money for rent. And this was back in, you know, 89, 90. And I had to make a decision to get out of there so that the money that I was pumping into a place to live would actually be something I would be investing in and not giving my money away. So you can clearly see that I was getting away from pain. I wanted to rid myself of a really hefty monthly expense that wasn't beneficial to me. So I looked for a house, and, you know, me and the rest of the gang from First Party Music, we all looked for a house at the same time. You know, the house they showed me, Milk got, the house they showed Milk, you know, my manager got, and so on and so forth. So we all moved to Jersey. So it was really important for me, probably as, you know, as far back as I know, with my great-great-grandparents, I was the first homeowner. I was the first one to actually buy the space that I lived in. And so it was a huge deal for me. But, you know, all said and done, I used all of the money for the down payment. I used a couple of things for some, you know, definite furniture that you need. You can't have a living room empty. And so I had those things, but I had no curtains. I had no money left for curtains. I was literally waiting for the record label to disperse the next amount of money that I would use to record the album and then go on tour and make that money. And so I had spent ahead of myself. And so, yeah, I was sitting in that house with some Mickey Mouse sheets on my window.
Well, I have a couple of questions. I'm trying to figure out why the MC like own some Mickey Mouse sheets.
You know what? I take that back. All these years I've been seeing Mickey Mouse, it was Raggedy Ann and Andy. And that's what it was, Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Oh my God. So MC Light had Raggedy Ann and Andy sheets. And I mean, we laugh about it now. And, you know, when Demetrius and I got our first home, first of all, you know, we had to go through so many hoops because our credit was just, you know, jacked up. It was in shambles. And we got an opportunity to buy a house at a, you know, very, very good price. And I said, oh my God, we had our first child. You know, I'm married. I have a degree. And, you know, homeownership is the next thing. And by this time, I had helped other people get their house. And I was like, okay, I think I know what to do. I had no experience. And so I wrote the letter of explanation. I'll never forget. And I told the loan officer, like I told the loan officer what to do with the file. And I was not even a loan officer. I just had common sense. And I had the good Lord, you know, with the Holy Spirit, come on now, telling me kind of what to do. And so I knew I had this knack for being able to look at the rules. So I knew the rules, and then making my file apply to the rules. I tell people all the time, learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. And so we got the approval. I would have to say that was one of the happiest days of my entire life. The day that I heard you're approved. It was a transformation. It was me, you know, reliving, like you said, I grew up in the projects. My grandmother had an eighth grade education. And although she was wise, I knew we weren't wealthy. And I thought people who own homes had some kind of magic pill. You know, I thought people who own homes was some select group of lucky folks or blessed folks. I certainly didn't think it could happen to me. And my husband grew up, you know, 10 minutes from where I lived in a similar kind of neighborhood. And so for us to become homeowners and to do so before our parents, and to be the first of first was definitely, you know, an accomplishment. But like, although I didn't have to put sheets up to the windows, you know, we scraped every dime we had in the bank. Like I remember having to come to closing with something like $900 or something like that. I mean, we took every single penny we had out the bank. We got the cashier's check. I might've had $5 left in the bank for some gas or something like that. And, when we got to the closing, we actually got that money back and more because of the tax credit. So there are things that people don't know that you get, but you still want to be prepared. But like when I got home, I couldn't get any carpet to put in the living room. I tried to get approved for some carpet. Which was a bad idea. I was trying to go get credit because I couldn't afford the carpet. So it's all of these things that we go through as first-time homebuyers. So let's say fast forward 2 decades later, hundreds of thousands of people who've been impacted later. For you, millions of people, us now having this new Wealth University, and we have launched the Home Buyers Club, right? We've launched the Home Buyers Club to help people avoid, first of all, the myths, and we have launched the Home Buyers Club to help people get to the next step. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. You can go to asklynn.org right now. This is WVON 1690 AM. We are talking about the dream of homeownership. It is financial literacy season, smart money month, smart money time. It's always a time to get your money straight. And we have more for you. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. My girl, my business partner, your legend, our icon, MC Light, is here with us in the house. And we are talking about smart money, financial literacy, the dream of homeownership. Light, homeownership is still possible, even during a pandemic. Even amidst COVID, even during a time of, hopelessness, even after an insurrection, even no matter what I want people to know is that you can get a piece of the American dream. And even though I walked into it, you know, on my last dime, and Light, you had the Raggedy Ann and Andy sheets up to the windows, the truth is home ownership was helpful. Because what a lot of people don't realize, and you said you were running away from pain, but you've not only bought that home, but you've bought many pieces of properties. And those properties helped you. They were like stepping stones to get you from one step to the next. Can you tell us about your experience with owning real estate and using your equity and using your wealth to help you get to the next level?
Oh, man, absolutely. Well, I think when I first bought here in Los Angeles, I was determined to find something so that I wouldn't have to end up like I had in the past, which was paying somebody and not really benefiting from all of the dollars that I was giving away monthly. And so
did you say you didn't, because I think you broke up there. You said you were trying to pay. You didn't want to pay rent. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was okay. Done with rent. I wanted to be able to put my money monthly into something that was going to give back to me. And so, and I wanted that American, the American dream. And that's part of it, being able to have a space that you call home, that you go home to, where people may be waiting or not, it's still your space. And you get to do what you want to do with it. And you get to be creative. And it's just yours. You know, there's nothing like ownership of something that you're giving money to. And when you do repairs or maintenance or all of it, it's all on account of you being responsible for the space that you now own. And so I struck this really great publishing deal, and I took that money and immediately found something in Los Angeles. So at that point, I began to acquire properties. So I had a property in New Jersey. I had a property in Brooklyn, New York City. And now I had this Los Angeles property. And so once I had that, I began to build equity in that home. And when it was time for me to either move up in terms of space or take equity out, to do whatever I needed to do, to put it into my business, to further the mission along for Sunny Girl, the firm, or, you know, create a studio, take that money, do that. I just had options. And I think that's what home ownership affords you. You know, it may be it may be tight in the beginning, but that's when you have to map out a plan as to what is your mode of operandi going to be once you have this home. And I think it's much more important that my money is going into either insurance, either investments or savings, than it is just sitting in a regular old checking account, you know, where someone else is making money off of it and not me.
You just hit the nail on the head, because when we bought our first home, of course, we were, you know, broke, and credit was just in the first stages of recovery. What we were able to do is then sell our home and then have the down payment for the next home. And we were able to not only tap into that equity to buy our next home, but we were able to buy our next home and have a lower monthly payment as a result of having a higher down payment. So what a lot of people don't realize is, first of all, if you're renting, you are paying a mortgage. You're just not paying yours. You're paying somebody else's mortgage. When you're renting, you're paying a mortgage. You're just not paying yours. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, if you are not paying their mortgage, it's because they paid the mortgage off. And so now you are funding their retirement.
And their life.
You're funding their life. You are making it possible for somebody else to have multiple streams of income. Now, am I saying that nobody should rent? Absolutely not. Because we want to invest in real estate. So if you are a real estate investor, you need renters. All I'm saying is, don't stay stuck in one place in life. Move with the cycle of life. And if you move with the cycle of life, there's a season to rent. There's a season to own. There's a season to live with your grandmama on a pallet, lay on a pallet on the floor. You know, there's a season for everything. There are some people during COVID who could no longer afford their own place. And not only could they not rent or own, they had to pack up their stuff and go stay with someone. And people felt bad about that. No, don't feel bad about where you are. Just get a plan wherever you are to move to the next stage. So if you're living with somebody, I would say this is the best time. If you are blessed enough to live with your mother, to live with your auntie, to live with your big mama, to live with grandma, if you are blessed enough to do that and just stack your money, you see, that's one of the things that I would have done in my early years. Like, if I had known better, I would have done what my girls are doing right now. My girls are stacking their dollars, investing their money in their retirement plan, their mutual fund, their 401k, getting their life insurance early. And now when they get out into the real world and start earning money, they can start stacking those dollars. I don't believe in throwing our children out the minute they turn 18. Go get your own place. For what? You broke as a joke. Live with your mama. Live with your mama, stack your dollars, and then when you get ready to get in position to start building wealth, you can own, and now you can build equity. And if you have a home-based business, you can not only get money back on your taxes from your real estate taxes and your interest, but you can now also get the money back from your home office deduction. So we want to start to be smart about it. And what I want people to know, there are so many myths, like you do not have to have a perfect credit score. A person with a 556 credit score can get a house just like somebody with a 700 credit score. Someone with a 620 credit score can have the same rate as someone with a 750. Someone with a 620 can have the same rate as someone with an 800. Someone with no credit score can get a house, and you don't need a co-borrower. You don't have to put down 20%. Now, I think you should have some money put to the side, but you don't have to put down 20%. There are all these myths that people have about home ownership, and we are going to dispel those myths. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. Right now on the break, you can go to asklynn.org, and guess what? We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Do you need to protect your ideas? Do you want the exclusive right to use your brand across the U.S.? Attorney Michelle J. Miller can help you protect your ideas, business, and brand. Attorney Miller is a sought-out legal consultant, international business and brand protection lawyer and speaker. She is the undeniable attorney of choice for goal-getters, high-end business owners, and A-listers. Schedule your free legal consultation call today on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. Put your business and brand in the hands of the trademark queen, Attorney Michelle J. Miller. Call the MJ Miller Law Firm today to take advantage of a limited time special offer. 312-985-5200. Protect your brand now because someone could steal it later.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It's Financial Literacy Month. It's Smart Money Time. And let me tell you, it's Financial Literacy Year, okay? It is Financial Literacy Decade, because we can no longer afford to put financial literacy on the back burner. Last time I checked, there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. If you find it, please call me. Last time I checked, a sugar daddy and a sugar mama gonna worry you to death. So if that's your way to wealth, let me tell you, help you, Jesus. I'm praying for you, okay? The last time I checked, a winning lottery ticket is probably as unlikely as being struck by lightning. So if you want to put yourself in the position where you can guarantee that you can achieve the goals that you set for yourself, all you have to do is see it. All you have to do is see it. What do you see? Do you see being financially free? Do you see overcoming your spending addiction? Do you see owning a home? Do you see having a world-class business? Like, I am telling you, I have been through everything, and I still cannot believe that God saw me through. I still cannot believe that I had the audacity to stay with it and not quit, even when I wanted to. I still can't believe that a little girl can grow up in the projects on the southwest side of Chicago and achieve the things that the world sees today. I can't believe it, and I'm living it. So if I'm living it, then what I know is it's possible for everybody. It's possible for that single mother, that single father, that grandmother raising her children, that person who came from a broken situation or broken circumstances, that person who was in a bad relationship, that person who went through bankruptcy, that person who went through foreclosure, that person who was addicted, that person who got laid off, fired, let go. If you are still here alive and breathing, then it's possible for you. Like, what do you think of when you start to think of the challenges that people have to overcome when it comes to building wealth and more specifically, achieving the dream of home ownership?
Well, I think some of the challenges, you know, by far is just fighting your old habits, those old bad habits that we have to break out of. There's no way that you're going to excel spending money the way that you can say we've been taught or we haven't been taught. In either case, it hasn't been the proper way in which we should look at money and how to accrue it and make it work for us. So that's one of the main things, is really citing that there are bad habits there and having a plan and a strategy to get you away from that. If you know that you spend money frivolously, it's not a good idea to just keep extra funds in your bank account with your debit card attached to it, and everywhere you go, you're swiping your debit card. If you know that you have the tendency to spend spontaneously on items that you don't necessarily need, you don't need to have access to money like that. I remember years ago, there was a producer that I worked with out of New Jersey, and I just thought it was so funny that whenever he needed to spend money, he had to call somebody to make it happen. And I was like, what kind of boss of your own situation are you that you need to call somebody who want to go take some money out of your ATM?
That's right.
But I see that he had a strategy put in place with his money management folks And literally, they made $300 available to him a week through his ATM. And if he overspent, he was stuck until the next, what some people would say was a paycheck. But yes, he was paying himself the amount of money that he needed to spend on frivolous items that that he may not have, you know, needed. And so I just think that's one of the, to me, the four most important things is being able to break old habits and old belief systems as it relates to money. That whole thing that all money is evil, and, you know, we've been taught some really crazy things to justify why we don't have it. Or why we don't have a lot of it, or why we can say we have some money, but that we're not wealthy. And it all dates to, you know, all has to do with our beliefs about insurance. And, you know, I don't want to get insurance because then people going to want me dead for the money. But what kind of human are you? That people just want to kill you for some money. You know, that's movie thinking. You know, it's like make-believe. Like, let's get into what it really means to protect you and your family from moments that could be avoided.
You know, you just said something that really just hit a nerve with me. And it didn't hit a nerve with me because something is out of control. It just hit a nerve with me because it's a reminder. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. We spend money and we say it's just. And I tell people, it's just $2, it's just $10, it's just $50. If you add up all your, it's just gone, okay? Your wealth is gone, it's just gone. And you just hit something, because I have been in the house. I was in the house for over a year, from the start onset of the pandemic until just about a year after. I pretty much stayed in the house. I don't think I went outside more than 10 times. And of those 10 times, I think 8 of them were for eye doctor appointments or, you know, something to that effect. Had to get my iron checked and, you know, those kind of things. But I noticed as soon as I started to get a little comfortable and the state of California started to, open up a bit, because California is the most strict place ever. And if we start opening up, it's like, okay. I noticed that as soon as I started going outside, I started spending more money. I needed a new pair of Air Force Ones. And since I saw the ones that I really liked that I could never find, I got 2 pair. Then I went out to eat. We went outside to a little outdoor restaurant, ate there. Went back 2 days later, ate there again. Got the brownie that I said I wasn't going to get again. In just a matter of a couple of days, I spent more money than I had probably spent in 6 months. I spent more money in a couple of days. Now, if I can afford it, but what it is reminding me of right now is I am actually going to get myself a separate debit card, and that's going to be my spending money. Mm-hmm. And when it's gone, it's gone. And I can't put any more money on there. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be something like the $300 that you talked about from this executive. If it's not, and you know why I'm going to do that? I'm going to do that because I have some other goals. I have some other things I want to do. And it's not about the fact that I can't make the money. It's about I'm going to take the money that I'm already making and make it work for me in a different way. Because it's very, very easy to get out of sight, to get out of mind. So, you know, I want just to pause on that moment, that as soon as we start to get free, we start acting like we free. We're not free yet. We are not free. We are not free. Okay. We are not free until our brothers and sisters are free. We are not free until our money is literally working for us and we never have to ever think about it ever again. Like, we could just sleep and go to the beach for 5 days, 10 weeks, or 2 years and not have to worry about it. Until you are free, there is still work for us to do. So thank you for that nugget, because I am going to write with my students who are in the Home Buyers Club. And the first thing I do is I put them on a budget, and they get their, after they complete their first 21 days, they get their mortgage approval plan. I am going to make sure that I am putting all of us in a position to get to the next level so we can do what it is we have to do. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And we're going to give you a few more tips, some things that you need to be thinking about along this path while you are on the road to homeownership. So definitely budgeting is one thing. Like, what are some of the other things that you can think of along this home buying process that our listeners across the planet need to know?
Well, you know, I remember as a kid hearing that people, that adults would move for work. And I was like, what? Like, at first off, I'm coming from New York City, so it's the greatest city in the world, in my eyes, in my opinion.
Y'all here? Chi-Town, yeah, she trying to throw some darts at us, Chi-Town. It's okay, it's okay.
I have much respect for Chicago, so don't you even do that to me. What I'm saying is, as a child growing up in New York City, you've been told that New York City is the best.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or not, you grow up in a system of thinking that New York is the greatest city on the planet, so why would I ever want to leave? So when I heard about adults moving elsewhere to other places for work, it just seemed really crazy to me. But the older I got, it was clear that not only will you move for work with the idea of being able to support you, your family, and also, you know, having your family in a home that you all can afford, being able to be in a, you know, in a space where you have more control over the dynamics of your money, of your savings, the intake, the outflow, all of that. And so I would tell, you know, someone who's considering a new start is moving out of your comfort zone. And sometimes that might be moving from the city that you're in. Perhaps things are too expensive where you live. So if there are opportunities elsewhere for you to be able to use the money that you make wisely, or even if it's an opportunity to get a new job, start a new home-based business, start a new vortex in a new space that can work for you. Sometimes people feel like where they are restricted in lots of ways, and things are expensive. I can't tell you how many times I speak to people who live here in California, like, oh, it's so expensive to live here. You know, the groceries are this and that and this. And, you know, quite frankly, if you have that attitude about it, then things are always going to appear expensive to you. So you need to go find something that feels like you can be in control of your money and not have the place where you live be in control of you and your spending.
Woo! Let me tell you, I left Chicago. You all know Chicago is everything to me. I mean, there is no place like it. I've been everywhere from Brazil to London to South Africa to California, and there's just no place like the culture, especially spring, summer, and fall, and just the early part of winter. Now, that other part where it gets to be 80 below zero, let me tell you, I can't do it. It's just disrespectful to be that cold. But most of the year, it's such a great place for culture. But when it was time for me to shift, I needed to come to Los Angeles. And I thought I'd never, ever buy. But what you have to understand is what the pandemic has done, it's made it possible for you to live anywhere. You can live anywhere because you can work from home. If you are working from home, then you can work on one side of the country and live on the other. And we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Go to asklynn.org right now. Submit your inquiry. Wait for your immediate reply and join the Home Buyers Club. We have to take a break, but we'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, at WZON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It is smart money season. It is financial literacy season. I'm not going to limit things to a day, a week, or a month. This is the mission that we need to be on 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, okay? 10 years every decade, 100 years every century. We need to continue to talk about. We need it in the forefront. And I am a witness. I don't care how bad it is. When I wrote Living Check to Monday, I was a radio show host here on WZON. I was spending lots of money, and I was making lots of money. I was spending more than I made, and I thought it was the end because I had achieved a certain level of success, but then I kind of ran outside of myself. My grandmother used to say, Lynn, you're running ahead of yourself. And I was like, lady, what are you talking about? Well, let me tell you something. When I was living Check to Monday, I understood, and I overcame, and so can you. Let me just tell you a few of the situations and circumstances. Let me tell you some of the people that I've helped. I helped a lady with four bankruptcies and foreclosures. Monica Pullen. Her phone number is 773-447-8918. 773-447-8918. 773-447-8918. Monica Pullen. She is a real estate agent in the city of Chicago. She and her husband, David Pullen, have been here with me for over 20 years, helping people achieve the American dream. And she knew that this customer needed a miracle. And she saw fit to send that customer to me. And I was relying on God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, okay? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I worked on that file, and I told them all, you can get a fast no or a slow yes. So if you have a tough situation, then I want you to go to AskLynn.org, submit your inquiry, wait for your reply, read it, and either sign up for the Entrepreneurs Academy if you want your whole life to change. The Home Buyers Club is included. If you want to just get on the path of home ownership, if that's all you want to focus on, if you want to focus on your money, your credit, and the things that you need for home ownership, you're not worried about a business, you're not worried about those other things. You just want to get on the road to ownership, then join the Home Buyers Club. If you don't know if you're ready for any of this, but you just want to kind of sample it out, then go on and take the road to ownership. Okay, there are three levels for you to get involved. If you want it all, Entrepreneurs Academy. If you just want to get on the path to home ownership and you want to get a good interest rate, a low down payment, and you want to be able to sustain, because it's not just about buying the home, it's about keeping the home. Because being in the Home Buyers Club, it doesn't end when you buy the house. It goes on because we talk about home ownership, maintenance, and education. Because I want to prevent you from going into foreclosure. I want to prevent you from having late payments. I want to help you make a decision. See, there are people who lose their home who keep their mouths shut. And if you had opened your mouth, I could have prevented you from going into foreclosure if you had just reached out. So the Home Buyers Club is about building wealth and keeping it, okay? So the Home Buyers Club is there for you, or if you just want the road to home ownership, just a class, you get the book. Now, with all of these, you get books, you get information, you get literally thousands of dollars of information in the Entrepreneurs Academy, tens of thousands of information to help you with your overall financial transformation. But the thing I want to tell you is this. You got to learn the rules of the game, and you have to play the game by the rules. I don't care if it's investing. I don't care if it's owning a business. I don't care if it's buying a home. I don't care if it's planning for retirement. You've got to learn the rules of the game. And then you've got to play. You cannot sit on the sidelines and think you're going to get to the next level. You cannot listen to this show, these podcasts, or these YouTube videos and think it's a... No, you need a strategy, okay? And so in the Home Buyers Club, I'm there. Members of my team are there. My professionals from around the country are there to help you get the exact information that you need. Now, we don't make any guarantees, but I can guarantee you one thing. If you are willing to listen, if you're willing to do the necessary work. Because everything that happens in your life is about what you are going to put in. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you are going to respond. So how are you going to respond? How are you going to respond to the pandemic? How are you going to respond to the quarantine? How are you going to respond to unemployment? How are you going to respond to job loss? How are you going to respond to a low credit score? How are you going to respond to no credit score? How are you going to respond to the feast or famine syndrome? Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to respond. I'm going to keep opening my mouth. I'm going to keep reaching out. I'm going to keep going for the thing that I know that I can see. If somebody else got it, then it's just a few steps away from me. And I'm going to keep on taking one step at a time. Are you ready? One step at a time. Are you ready? It is your season. We need to leave broke behind. If you got denied, it's okay. All right? It's okay if you got denied. Are you willing to do the things that are necessary to turn that denial around? I had another case. I had a lady, she and her husband. I looked at the credit report and I couldn't believe I've never seen a credit report. This was worse than the four bankruptcies and two foreclosures. And she shared with me that she and her husband had been addicted to drugs. And that during that time, they weren't paying any bills. They weren't doing anything responsible. And she talked to me about how she had given her life to Christ and how God had taken her out of that situation. And she and her husband, they were back working. Their family was together. Their daughter had recovered or was recovering from years of watching her parents be abusive with these drugs. And I decided to help. They had gone everywhere, and I gave them one step at a time, and every single thing I told them to do, they did, and they bought that home. They bought that house. They got that house in Linwood. They sure did. So I know your situation probably isn't worse than that, and if it is, okay, well, let's take a look at it. Your credit score, your history, your past has no projection or indication on your future. It is all up to you. And if you are willing to learn the rules of the game and play the game by the rules, it is your season to create the financial dream, to create the next